Message number 197. Doubts make you stronger in your love for me. Wednesday, September 21, 2011 at 22:00. I come in the name of Jesus who came in the flesh and was made man. My dearly beloved daughter, you are now so very close to my heart, yet you can feel so far away. At times you think you have been separated from me when in fact you have only drawn closer in union with me. So strong now, my daughter, I am building your confidence so that you can continue to proclaim my word to mankind. This is a very important mission. Because of the demons unleashed in their millions by Satan in these times, they are attacking you on every corner. The first people they will use will be believers who will queue up to throw the first stone at you. As my great act of mercy for mankind gets closer, so too will the demons try to block out the truth and prevent people, good people, from investing the time I need of them to save the souls of my children with no belief at all. Do not allow cruel slander, which is gathering momentum, to distract you from my work. Heed now my prophecy. For every man who repents at this time, 3 more souls can be saved per man. Think of it like this. The blessings bestowed on man who seeks forgiveness will be given to these people's families. Every soul who prays to me now and asks me to save their closest family and friends will receive my mercy in abundance. Prayer is your salvation, my children. The more you pray, the more I will open your hearts and reveal my truth. My favor have now been extended in a way not witnessed on this earth before. However, I cannot pour out these powerful graces unless you ask for them. My daughter, be advised that a viciousness which will startle you will now be seen in a mounting attack on these divine messages. Ignore them. Close your eyes. Block your ears. Instead, pray that such souls will see enlightenment. Doubts, my daughter, are trials experienced not only by you but by my beloved followers. While they can be unsettling, they are allowed by me to make you all stronger in your love for me. Relax now, my children. Accept my word. Live your lives as I expect you to. Put your families first before everything. They must never be neglected on my behalf. Pray now with quiet confidence and be assured that my prophecies will unfold at the command of my eternal Father. They will happen according to the perfect timing laid down by my Father. Never forget, my children, that many secrets given to my visionaries and seers foretelling future events to come have been mitigated through prayer. Many ecological disasters have been averted because of the devotion shown to my blessed mother. Perdurities have averted many earthquakes, floods and tsunamis because of their prayers. Prayer can be very powerful. One person's prayers and suffering can save a nation. Remember that. I love all my children. The power to save each other lays in your hands, children. Don't forget what I have said before. Prayer is your armor against evil in this world. Prayer can mitigate global disasters. Keep praying for peace in your world. Pray too for an easy transition to the new paradise on earth which awaits all my children who seek redemption. Your beloved Jesus.